If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Rod Blagojevich is back in the news today, just as he was 5 years ago. Anna DeVlantis joins us now, This Week in Chicago History. And February 18th, 2020 was the date we're talking about here, right, Anna?
Big date for Blagojevich. Bob, I don't know if you had a full Trump pardon on your Blagojevich bingo card, because I didn't. I didn't see that happening the other day. But think back to this week, 5 years ago. How many of us predicted that Blagojevich would walk out of prison early, a free man? 2020, Colorado Federal Correctional Institutional released him in Englewood, prisoner number 40892. Blagojevich had served 8 years of his 14-year sentence for corruption-related charges. Remember how shocked everybody was that he had the full head of gray hair? If they don't right. let you dye your hair in prison, that kind of thing. But after his release, he was a lifelong Democrat, of course, was a Democratic governor. He announced he was a Trumpocrat. And President Trump, who had only really known him from The Celebrity Apprentice, decided that he had been unfairly targeted and relentlessly so by prosecutors. So decided to offer him the commutation. And at that point, 5 years ago, we pulled the audio from Blagojevich. What he said publicly in that he was in the Denver airport, I believe, when reporters finally caught up with him and asked him, so how does it feel?
Yeah. How did you hear about this today?
On the news.
You heard on the news?
Yeah. No. Other inmates came and told me they saw it being reported on the news. And President Trump was at Andrews Air Force Base, and he made some comments.
Did you have an inkling that it was coming
no,
today?
I did not.
Did you think that it wasn't going to be coming based on what's happened the last year?
I put my faith in God, and I trusted God, and eventually his will be done. I'm going to fight against a corrupt criminal justice system that all too often persecutes and prosecutes people who did nothing wrong, who over-sentence people, who show no mercy, and who are in positions that have no accountability, and they can do it and say whatever they want. They can put you into prison for things that aren't crime.
Yeah, and Chuck Gowdy asking the questions there, that could be your next ambassador to Serbia. Not Chuck Gowdy, I'm talking about.
No, you're talking about, you're right. Blagojevich could end up there. He's still doing his cameo, that celebrity shout-out site. He still does those cameo recordings, but apparently now he's got an opening to become a lawyer again, run for office if he wants to, or, as you're right, become ambassador to Serbia. We'll see. To be continued, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Harrison Ford. We were just discussing how at 82 he's not slowing down, and his roots are right in this area.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that, and it's interesting to go way back because to the beginning for Chicago-born Harrison Ford, born at Swedish Covenant Hospital. Later, his family moved to Park Ridge, and he was a student at Maine East High School, Bob, this week, 1959, with zero plan to become an actor. That wasn't even in his brain. But he got his first taste of stardom when he was the first voice to broadcast on WMTH Radio. It was the high school's radio station, and then he became the station's first sportscaster. Despite all that, he said he was just incredibly shy, and when he went to college in Wisconsin, he majored in philosophy, took an acting class to try to get over his shyness. That was the only reason, he said, and it was a good thing because he got kicked out of college before graduation, so the theater class came in handy. It took George Lucas discovering him for a bit role in American Graffiti, and then, of course, landing the big role we all loved him in, Han Solo in Star Wars. But again, I just pulled this clip up here. I think it's so interesting for him to go back to his Chicago days. And Harrison Ford describes how Hollywood stardom was not even on his radar, and acting wasn't either. And that acting class he took for personal development, here he is describing it.
I had taken a course in drama without realizing that it involved a stage appearance. It was nerve-wracking. Well, my first ambition was to overcome that fear. Then I became involved, after that fear dissipated, in the other processes that made acting interesting to me. The interest in storytelling and the effect that was created between myself and the audience, that began to help me find a place in society that I hadn't felt before.
Yes, and he almost never got the Indiana Jones role, right?
They offered the Indiana Jones, think about this, Bob, they offered it to Tom Selleck first. I just can't even picture Tom Selleck in that role. It is so Harrison Ford, but they offered him first. He turned it down, wasn't available. And so then Indiana Jones, he you know, famously became the head, the face of that franchise for mm-hmm. years. And just yeah. great actor.
Now Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones. This was a very tragic week in Chicago in 2003. Talk about the E2 nightclub disaster.
Yeah, I remember covering this back in the day for NBC, and it was just an unthinkable tragedy that happened overnight at the E2 nightclub, Chicago's South Loop. Early morning hours, there was a fight that had broken out in the second story of the club. A security guard sprayed this pepper spray to try to de-escalate the situation. Instead, that second floor of the club, Bob, just became filled with pepper spray, and people just started to stampede toward the exit. The main exit was down this narrow stairway, and the doors opened inward, not outward. So as this crush of people moved toward that exit, they couldn't get out. People suffocated. 21 people died. It was just a horrific situation. And also completely preventable, a lot of people say. Those exit doors should have opened outward. That was a code violation. There were a number of building violations at that location. In fact, the city had condemned the second floor. It wasn't supposed to be used even a year before. So lots of things to look into there. The prosecutors did bring involuntary manslaughter charges against the owners. That was later reduced, but the building itself was historic. It was an old car showroom over 100 years ago, so there were some people still fighting to keep it alive, you know, keep the building, you know, present. But a year ago, it was demolished and torn down, never to open its doors again. Just a sad day back in 2003 for sure.
Yep, February the 17th. WGN. Let's get to some record store history now. Anna?
I know you love these, Bob. That was, of course, Richard Marx, suburban Chicago native, and he appeared as an up-and-comer at the Flipside Record Store in Downers Grove. Did you ever have any gigs over there, Bob, the Flipside?
Yeah, I probably did. I can tell you this, I still have my old Flipside t-shirt in the closet.
I love those. Wait, didn't they have like they had a vinyl record on the front, I think? I can't remember, but
all I remember is mine's blue. That's I'll have to go searching for it now.
But it's so interesting to go back in time and remember this legendary record store opening its first location this week, 1976, in Barrington Square Mall at Higgins Road, Bob. It exploded to 12 stores in the Chicago area, 25 in the Midwest, and it became so much more than a record store. This was the golden age of rock, the 70s and the 80s, and this was the place where you could meet artists like Richard Marx, who actually showed up there, and fans just crowded into the store to meet him. And you know, sometimes they'd play acoustic, you know, acoustic sets and things like that. You could meet rock stars, legit rock stars at the time, who would come there and make guest appearances. You could discuss music, listen to music, and it was also a place to pick up your concert tickets. Remember before the cell phones, you had to go pick them up at the record store?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, Flipside was one of those places. Just kind of interesting.
There's a book, The Flipside, Where Chicago Rocked, written by Carl mm-hmm. and Larry Rosenbaum, that is really, it takes you back, and it's a place where a lot of us bought records and concert tickets. This is also the birthday week for Chris Farley, isn't it?
Yeah, 1966, February 15th, Bob, the late Chris Farley was born, gone way too soon at the age of 33. Although he grew up in Wisconsin, he came to Chicago really early to make this name for himself at Second City. Standout performer, of course, right from the start, became the main stage performer right away, and then was offered a chance to join Saturday Night Live by Lorne Michaels. He was totally known for the physical comedy part of what he did, but also just so likable in every role he was in, even if it was really bizarre. Remember the Chippendales dancer role he played, the Bears superfan? He was Todd the superfan.
Yep.
And he just made you laugh the second he popped up on your TV screen. We pulled a clip here of Chris Farley, one of his greatest characters ever, I think, the motivational speaker, another Todd Foley, who was based on a real-life Chicago area priest. See if you remember this.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get the right track. Well, as I see it, there is only one solution. And that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you. Here's Matt. There's you. There.
Well, I remember not long before his death, we had him on Fox Thing in the Morning in our In Bed With segment. And as always, he was hilarious.
How did you fit in bed with Chris Farley? Were you and Marianne?
Well, no. We were in the studio. He was in a hotel. Finally, we have some hot dog history today, don't we?
Bob, I know you know your hot dog history, but I'm going to try to stump you this morning. Did you know that the famous Flukey's hot dogs closed down for nearly a 10-year period at the height of their popularity? February 18, 1964, they reopened, but it was all because of the war. As they started to be meat rations before the war, so they closed down their locations at a highly successful time. The Flukey's was one of the first and one of the only hot dog stands that had moved to bricks and mortar restaurants at that time. Others were still hot dog carts across the city, the push carts thing. And they had opened one on Northwestern near Rogers Park, and they had two other locations, but they shut down. Interesting to go back to, they said, Bob, did you know this, that they had the Depression Dog, which I know you've heard of, where for 5 cents, that's what kind of made them, with all the toppings and the hot dog. But then for 2 cents, you could get the garden on a bun, that they would serve you up everything except the hot dog. Did you know
I didn't know that. No. Did they have the radioactive relish back then?
That's what I love. It's not really a Chicago dog unless you have that super neon green relish put on there. It's like, what is that? That green stuff. You got to have that. So just interesting to go back in time and chart this whole thing. That this week they couldn't have been more popular, and they opened up, and people were so nostalgic for their hot dogs. They had waited so long that they just were booming, and they actually opened up a new location, even bigger on Western, to seat 100 people. But it's fun to go back. Total royalty in the hot dog world, wouldn't you say, Bob?
They even had bubble gum that people loved, hot dog bubble gum that they gave away for free at Flukey's. And that was classic. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. This week in Chicago history. More next Wednesday. Thank you, Anna. You have a good one.
You too, Bob.